weeping prophet, was the one God chose to deliver the message. This is the message Jeremiah sent, and it was a letter from God himself. My dear children, you're far from home now and far from me. I've got bad news, I've got good news, and I've got better news. The bad news is you're going to stay away for a long time. You won't come home this month, or this year, or even this decade. So you need to make yourself at home where you are. Build yourself a house, start a family, plant a garden. You'll need all of them. The good news is that, as odd as it sounds, I'm going to do something good while you're away. I'm going to make your neighbors, who don't look or act anything like you, turn to me. Because of the way you love them, people from many different nations will come to know me. But that's not all. The better news is that this won't last forever. Does it feel like you're all alone? Does it feel like my plans aren't working anymore? That's not really the case, because I am still with you, and I still have a plan. Not just a today plan, or even just a tomorrow plan, but a forever plan. And it's a marvelous plan as well. It's a plan to take all the wrong and make it right, to take all the darkness and make it light. It's a plan to bring you back to me. Come back to me, and I'll come back to you. And when I do, you'll remember what another prophet said, Emmanuel, which is a name that means God with us. I love you, my children. And he signed the letter God. Jeremiah might have been the weeping prophet, but he knew one thing. God was with him, even when it was hard, even when he was crying, even when people stopped listening to him, even when the temple got destroyed. God was with Jeremiah. But God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Jeremiah, far from home, began to hope and to pray. God, will you come back to stay?
I'm starting to have a lot more fun with playing with blocks now. Ingathering is all about Thanksgiving. And we usually are very, compartmentalized, able to separate. Oh, Thanksgiving, that was a few weeks ago. Christmas is just a couple of weeks away. So why are we still doing Thanksgiving? Whereas Thanksgiving should be something that we are doing all the time without stop. John Calvin, one of the reformers who lived at about the same time, just a little later, a few years later than Martin Luther, said this: "It ought to be particularly noticed that it is no ordinary token of gratitude which he, God, promises, but such as God required for rare blessings, namely, that the faithful should come into his sanctuary and there bear solemn testimony to the grace which they had received. The design of public and solemn thanksgiving is that the faithful may employ themselves in all variety of ways in serving and honoring God, and that they may encourage one another to act in the same manner. We know that God's wonderful power shone forth in the protection of David, and that not only by one miracle, but by many. It is, therefore, not wonderful that he brings himself under obligation by a solemn vow to make open and public profession of his piety and faithfulness towards God." What we do here is, on Ingathering Sunday, is a delightful experience, and it does seem wonderful every single year. And yet what Calvin is telling us, that on these moments, it shouldn't be something that seems so rare and wonderful. It should be wonderful in the sense that we do it at all because of God's rich blessings. Those of you who have a long-standing tradition here at Albion know how this works. We open up the floor to all of you. You are the sermon this week, and you get to express your gratitude to God, how you've seen Him work, how you've been blessed perhaps by someone else in your life because God brought them along, or they served you, or they encouraged you. It may be an opportunity for you to share testimony in giving thanks to God for how He called you to Himself through faith in Christ Jesus. Any of those would work. I will let you know that I have lots of notes up here. If you don't talk, I'll preach. I don't know if that should be a threat or not. I'm hoping that I won't have to use any of these, and that what I've said will spur you on. So, without further ado, Tammy is going to help us, I think. Oh, that's right. We're going to sing first. Forgot. And then, when we're done with that, after the ladies are finished, then we're going to be able to let you share thanks. So, if you didn't come prepared, I'm not sure why not. You missed the announcements. But use these moments as we are reflecting on the music and the words of the song to have your heart ready to overflow with gratitude and encouragement. Ladies, come and sing.
Hallelujah. struggles pass away. We're going to sing a next set of songs here about Thanksgiving. These songs you know and you know them well. So I challenge you to just kind of forget your surroundings, who's sitting next to you, rather worship, as we talked about earlier, in spirit and in truth. And allow the Spirit to speak to your heart as you worship about what you might want to share with the rest of us. So as we start, let's pray quick. Lord, we come before you this morning truly with thankful hearts. As we continue with our worship this morning, remind us of your love, your grace, and your mercy that you have poured out in our lives each and every day. David reminds us in Psalm 95, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In your hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to you. The sea is yours, for you made it. Your hands formed all the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God." Amen. Let's stand as we worship. God, that is our prayer this morning. You are our all in all. Without you, Father God, you do fill our cup. You pick me up when I'm down. Lord, you are all those things, and we have so much to be thankful for, of your grace and your mercy. Lord, you have saved us from the pit. You've given us hope. And Lord, we give you these next few moments to you, Father God. We want to continue in our worship as we give you praise and thanks. We thank you for this morning. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated.
Started planning our in-gathering service, we were talking about how to spur up your hearts and your thinking about what to be thankful for. At the time when we first started talking about this, we were, I don't know, maybe a few of us or maybe the whole staff was kind of under the weight of all that 2020 has been for all of us, and we're making sure that we didn't allow this service to turn into at least what I was wanting to do at that staff meeting months ago. Let's just grumble, murmur, and complain about how awful it's all been, and then somehow screw up enough spiritual courage to say, but God is over all. That's a true statement, but it ought to be said with great joy because he is. So now is your opportunity. Tammy is going to bring a mic around, and you're going to need to use that with your masks on. I know. But make sure you hold that close so that you can be heard. We are trying to record the service this morning, too, so we can post the audio for those who just simply cannot be with us. We want them to share in the gratitude and giving of thanks. So I always make this statement. Nobody wants to be first. So would somebody please be second? Okay, there we go. Right.
Hang on 1 second. As I come around with the mic, am I on? There we go. When I come around with the mic, I want to let you know, because this is an audio recording, I'm going to ask that you state your name as you talk, because they're not going to see you, so we need to know who's speaking. And then just so you know, I have my Clorox wipes here. They'll be all wiped down between people, so just so you know. So, okay, who wants to go first?
Faye was first. There we go.
Oh, I think I maybe shared this before. One of my favorite memory verses is Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes you by your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Well, this is a year for being helped, and I have felt his presence and his help and direction every day, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Amen. Amen. I will share also, you're next. For those of you who have been praying for my dad, he's home. Yes, he came home late Friday, so that was a huge, huge answer to prayer. We weren't sure either he was going to go up or he was going to go down, and God spared him, so we're thankful for that. He had never had to go on a respirator. He is home, though, with being monitored and still on oxygen. But thank you, thank you, thank you for all your prayers.
It's Ann. I think there's Ann Harmala, too, but it's Ann Sorensen. Get my mask to keep from sucking in. What I wanted to share today was I just sat down and told Kevin I'm not sharing. And then God said, as we sang Lamb of God, yes, you are sharing. So as you look at Scripture and you look at the Christmas story in Luke, I don't know why I've never thought of this before, but God just kind of, I was reading a book called The Windows of Christmas, and we were looking at the shepherds. And just something I'd never thought of was Jesus came as the Lamb of God. Where would be the normal place for a lamb to be born? Out in the field, or in a stable? Jesus was born in a stable as our lamb. And the shepherds outside of Bethlehem, from what I was reading, these shepherds were tending the sacrificial lambs that were sacrificed in the temple. Up to 250,000 lambs at a time were sacrificed when they would do their sacrifices. So who would hear about the Lamb of God being born first but the shepherds who tend the sheep? And they were the ones to get to come as the first visitors to see the Lamb of God. That was just, I don't know, just amazing and just a new thought to me to think about where Jesus was born, who his first visitors are. Just praise be to God for his amazing way that he orchestrates his plan.
Ms. Sherry Nelson. And in the bulletin every week you see this, and it says, pray for those with hurts too painful to share. And I have been in need of your prayers these last 18 to 24 months. And you have been faithful, and I thank you for your prayers. But also during this time, I have understood something about God's character and his love for me, and I am thankful for that most often. Amen.
I have a note here from Joel Pettit that I would like to read. The term 2020 means many things to many people. For an ophthalmologist, it means perfect. The goal to strive for as you correct impaired vision, bringing everything into sharp focus. I, Joel, started the year 2020 with new lenses in my eyes via cataract surgery, and I thank the Lord and sing his praises for the restored vision 2020 that I now have. Every morning as I wake, I find myself reaching for glasses that are not there, a reminder of 50-plus years of impaired sight. God is good. Thanks be to God. The onset of the coronavirus and ensuing lockdowns brought the importance of family, now a longed-for desire. A hug from children, grandchildren, and friends was a thing of the past, and as a society, we've learned how important fellowship is to our health and our well-being. Our church leadership at Albion fought hard so that as a body, we could continue to worship together. God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for leaders who turn to you for guidance. The gift of good health was brought into sharp focus for our family in 2020 as our grandson Lance was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. We offer praise and thanksgiving to God for doctors, insulin, insulin pumps, and restored vigor and vitality in Lance. Besides the restored 2020 vision, thank you, Jesus, I, Joel, also had a spinal cord stimulator implanted, and I've had the joy of waking up some mornings pain-free. Thank you, Jesus. I am also weaning my body off of narcotics. Praise the Lord. Kristen received a diagnosis of renal cell carcinoma in her left kidney, and we have been filled with awe at how God has comforted her and given her contentment at the assurance that he has her in his hands. God is good all the time. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, 2020 has brought into sharper focus how God has led us to Albion Evangelical Free Church. Thank you, Jesus. We have assimilated into the love of Christ that is Albion and have been joyful givers and receivers of that love that is Albion. This fellowship of Christian love is only achieved and maintained by following God's word. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13:34. We are thankful for Pastor Kyle, Pastor Kevin, for the Sunday school teachers, Bible study leaders, for all the support staff and volunteers. By his grace, we are members of Albion and the Universal Church, and we thank the Lord and sing praises for all he has done for us. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. He could write for me anytime.
Tammy, this is Beth, and most of you know me, and I'm kind of a teary person. But anyways, I just wanted to share. I'm so grateful for God's sovereignty. And like Joel was saying and Ann was saying, how he orchestrates everything so beautifully. So I didn't grow up in a Christian family. I have five siblings. This year, because of 2020, my oldest sister, the only one who is the holdout, who's not become a believer, lost her job. And because she lost her job, we were blessed to be able to go out there to move her from Virginia to Maine, where my other two sisters are. And because she lost her job because of COVID, she's living with one of my sisters. I had the privilege, God used me to bring that one to the Lord. She brought my other sister to the Lord, and now my oldest one, Patty, is very interested. She's going to church with my sister. She's reading devotionals. Her eyes are being opened. So the prayer is that this will be the year of her salvation. But because of God's sovereignty and how he's orchestrated everything, she is with other believers, and she never has been. So I just praise God for that. He is good.
This is Vern Nelson. I'm grateful for this year, this past year. Health of Sherry has improved greatly, and that's been miraculous. We've been healthy, and I thank God for that he's shielded us from sicknesses. And another thing that is really been special, for the first time in our marriage, we have been having a consistent devotional in the mornings, and we're growing together in that and experiencing God in a new way in our daily life. Thank you.
My name is Troy Nelson, and I'm very grateful for all the prayers that I've got this last year. For my foot. And now it's totally healed, and it's I'm working. So I'm just grateful for everything. And for my wife, too.
God is good.
He is good, because where Troy had been working and he had to take off because of his foot issues is now closed. So God took him away from there first and then got him a new job at Munson. So praise God.
Good morning. It's Kyle Morton, and I just want to take a second to just say I'm thankful for our students and take a moment to brag on them for a little bit, because you guys don't often get to hear of what goes on Wednesday nights, and it's been a different year, as we all know, but God has used that in a really miraculous way. Wednesday nights and with the students, we might not be able to be as consistent as normal, and with all the activities that they have, that schedule has gotten crazy. But those that have been there, it's been a special year and a special time. And to see the students digging into God's Word and building relationships with each other and even inviting friends, and for the new students that we have this year, I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I would also be wrong if I didn't include the leaders in that and how consistent and faithful they are. This church is blessed with a wonderful set of leaders and devoted students that are seeking him. So thank you for your prayers for them. Continue on in that, and talk to them about what they're going through and what they're learning, because they're an amazing bunch, and praise God for them.
I'm thankful that some of our people learned Kyle and Bethany's last name recently, because all they've ever heard is Kyle and Bethany, Kyle and Bethany. So.
Hi, I'm David Anderson. I wanted to tie on to some of these others, how God orchestrates things. 5 years ago, we couldn't have done virtual Awana, but this year, we're able to do that, and it's really a lot of fun. Fortunately, we can only have 40 or 50 kids, but we probably have 20-some, so it's a good start. And there again, Mrs. Gleggie and the Bensons and a few others have really done a lot of work to make that happen, and I know here's a couple of girls over there. They're in my group, and we have a lot of fun. And I also want to say, I know my kids are thinking this is the worst year ever, but I think Janet and I would agree that this has been one of the best years. We've got to spend a lot more time with the kids and see them from a different angle instead of running off to sports and all those things. So we praise God for that.
Hi, my name's Tom Peterson, and probably not a lot of you know me, but I do thank God for leading us to Albion. And today I kind of, you know, shown that I should say something. The song, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart, was my wife's and ours, one of our favorite songs. And it became one of our favorite songs, oh, probably 10, 12 years ago. And about a little over 10 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she passed away last August. But all through the whole illness, through, you know, surgeries, through chemos, through everything, that, you know, she still praised God. And, you know, looking back on it, you know, in retrospect over the past year, I just have to thank God for orchestrating events so that my son and daughter-in-law, you know, moved in with us, helped take care of Kathy, helped take care of me. And also over the past year, how understanding and gentle that they've been, you know, and the grandkids being here, you know, for me also. But also, you know, having gone through this with Kathy, and again, with the give thanks, as we prepared her funeral service together, she wanted that as one of the songs that was sung so that people know that we still have a lot to give thankful for. A couple weeks ago, maybe it was even last week, as part of the prayers, before the sermon, it was, you know, talking about whether we're coming out of a dark tunnel or we're entering a dark tunnel, God is still sufficient to us. And I've been able to share that with friends of mine, one who's undergoing bladder cancer treatment, and then he just found out that his wife likely has lung cancer. So we've been able to talk about that, and I just, again, thankful for everything God has done for us in the past year.
It is good to give thanks unto the Lord, the psalmist said, and we know that full well. It is one of the ways we fulfill a one another command of Scripture, to encourage one another. Our hearts are strengthened. Our faith is made stronger as we hear how God has been working. Some of these maybe we've known and we've been praying for. Others you're just hearing about, and that even strengthens us more. The ingathering is also a way that God uses us as what would be statistically classified still a small church, to make some ripples throughout the world through the offering, through the generosity that he brings to your heart. Moses, after he had received all of the commandments from the Lord and the laws from the Lord, came down and he assembled all the congregation of the people of Israel and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do." And then he said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "This is the thing that the Lord has commanded. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring the Lord's contribution." And then he lists many, many things. And this was going to the building, construction of the tabernacle. Then all of the congregation of the people of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him and everyone whose spirit moved him, and brought the Lord's contribution. And then it just goes on, and all who were of a willing heart, they brought this, and everyone who had this brought it, and everyone who could make a contribution of this brought it. It goes on and on, almost every single verse that follows there. Then Moses said to the people of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name these people to build this place for the Lord, and we will do this." And then at the end it says that they rejoiced, and when they dedicated that tabernacle, God's presence filled it so much that the people could not remain in there. Maybe I have a small faith. I'm not expecting a cloud and fire to start burning in here. It's not how God works in the New Testament. But to give, those who have a generous heart, Scripture tells us that that's how God wants us to give. He wants us to have that generous heart, a cheerful heart, a heart that's overflowing with thanksgiving, and that's why we give. Tammy and the worship team are going to come and lead us. This has been a year where so many things have gotten set by the wayside and done differently, but there still are traditions that help to anchor us, and the two songs we're going to sing while you bring your in-gathering offering forward are two of those songs, "How Great Thou Art" and "Great is the Lord." While we're singing, I'm just going to ask you, if you have an offering to present to the Lord, you can bring that up and you can put that in either one of those plates there at the table, and then we'll finish singing and then close with a prayer as well. So prepare to come to the Lord.
And there's no order as you come to bring your offering. Whenever you're ready to bring it forward, you may do so. Let's stand as we worship. all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head above all. Let's sing. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen and amen. Greet one another as you go in Jesus' name.